As we continue to do that with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition Director Laura Archibald. Laura, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
What's the latest we would need to know from the Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition right now concerning COVID-19?
One of the biggest things is that we know a lot of people are getting laid off right now and losing insurance benefits, and we have applied for some waivers and received those through Covering Kids and Families. And so our navigators can help people either via technology on the phone or virtually, and help people fill out those applications to make sure they keep insurance coverage. The FSSA has put in lots of waivers, so things like if you have been laid off, that income goes away immediately, and they would qualify for some of these government-based healthcare programs. It's really important. Yes, COVID-19 things are covered, no matter what, you know, your testing, if you have treatment, but it will put a much smaller strain on your family and on the healthcare system if people have insurance at this time. So if you are a person who has lost your insurance because you've lost your job, they just need to give one of my navigators a call, and they can leave a message, and we will get back to them. And as soon as we get back to them, they can do that application with them over the phone, and that is a free service.
You're going to do something I was a little surprised that you guys are going to do. You're going to actually have a blood drive on Friday.
We are. Actually, there is a shortage of blood right now. We have obviously lots and lots of critically ill people, and one of the things that the body does is you have to have enough hemoglobin to carry oxygen, and when people have compromised immune systems, lots of times they need blood transfusions, which will help and speed the recovery of this virus. And so there's actually a shortage of blood, so we have been in touch. Libby Smith, one of our nurses at Healthy Communities, works with the Red Cross. They have new procedures in place to help decrease any risk of anybody getting an infection or a virus. And so they are encouraging, and the Surgeon General is encouraging, that this is one thing that people can still do to help their neighbors. So we are having a blood drive. It's this Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Faith Family Church.
Is it 9 to 1 or 7 to 1? Because I saw 7 to 1.
Oh, maybe 7 to 1. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is 7 to 1.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but yeah.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I believe it is 7 to 1. You're right. It's at Faith Family Church, and that's at 508 West Green Street. The good news is we have all the appointments filled up, which is always really nice, and it's nice to see that people are doing their part when they can. But we also have walk-ins available. So if people are not doing something on Friday and they want to help their neighbors and help our community, they can still do a walk-in at Faith Family Church from 7 to 1.
Is there any type of specific blood that they need besides basically all of it, I am aware? But I think there's been some specific types that they're really short of, isn't there?
Yeah, always O negative. O is always one that they're short of, but really any. There is a national blood shortage of all types. So anybody who can give, we would really appreciate it. And like I said, you know, I think a lot of people feel helpless during this time and that there's not a lot of things that they could do, but this is one thing that people could do to help out.
Is still the main advice, social distancing, is that still the big thing for you guys?
It is, and you know, I cannot stress enough that people take this seriously. You know, I understand you have to go out and you have to get things that you need, and that's okay. But social distance, I mean, I can't tell you, I've had to tell people to back up. You know, it's just important for your health. It's important for their health. You know, and we can see the data is now coming through to see where places, other countries and other states that have done social distancing and done it well, how much that it flattens that curve of not just new cases but deaths. And so honestly, staying your 6 feet apart is saving people's lives, and it's really not that hard of a thing to do if we think about it in that term.
Do you still envision, I know, you know, President Trump yesterday kind of came out and said we're going to be in for a dire 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever, well, I forgot exactly what how long he put on it yesterday. Do you concur with that thought, or where do you think we're at?
I think we're in the beginning. I think we're in the beginning. I think we're going to see it get much, much worse before it gets better.
Why do you feel that way?
I think because you have to follow the data. You have to see what happened in other countries. I hope that we can learn from those other countries and flatten that curve and you know, have much better health outcomes than the countries that have this before us. But we have to listen. People, you know, think that this isn't going to happen to them, that whole invincible attitude. And we have to get away from that. This is here. It is hitting. And people need to listen and keep their social distance.
Okay. Now, if you are a person in position of power, which I view you as, when you were told essential travel, what does that essential travel mean to you, and how do you think people should take essential travel?
To me, essential travel is to go to your job if you need to go to your job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is to get needed supplies, and that means needed things like food, toiletries. That does not mean games and toys and clothing and, you know, essential items that you need to get. And then to care for other people. You know, there are a lot of people who are responsible for the health care of others, who have to take food to the elderly people or to shut-in people. And that, to me, is still essential travel.
Okay. Anything else that we are missing or you want to bring up that you we haven't talked about as of yet?
We do have the call center. It's on your Clinton County Daily News with the numbers, and it's open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And those hours can expand if we get a large volume of calls. We will expand those hours, but that number is there to help people, especially with local resources. So if you have a child that's in, you know, Frankfort or Prairie School District and you need to know about their school lunch program, you can give us a call. We have all that information there.
How has it been used so far? Has it been busy, or did they want it ready to expand, or what's the situation there?
No, I'd say we're averaging maybe 10 calls a day, and so at this time we don't need to expand the services, I don't think, but if that demand happens, we absolutely will expand the hours. The way we look at it is those are 10 people that we helped yesterday get the resources or answers that they needed, and so it's worth it. If one person calls the shift, it's worth it to us.
Okay. Laura, so the biggest thing is to continue to follow CDC guidelines, correct?
Absolutely, and really social distancing. It's not that hard. Stay 6 feet apart from people, stay home, and we can make this a much better situation.
Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition, thank you again, and feel free to call us at any time, okay, Laura?
All right.